You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
So, the Russians, they're banned from the Olympics over those doping allegations.
That's quite something, isn't it? They say the biggest Russian sports scandal since the Soviet era, which doesn't seem that long ago, but I suppose it is, given that, of course, at one stage there were all sorts of bans and people boycotting each other and so forth. But we know that the Russian athletes will be allowed to compete at the Winter Olympics under an independent flag if they can prove themselves clean, and there's been furious reaction to that. Previously, Vladimir Putin said it would be humiliating. That's exactly what the Deputy Speaker of the Russian Parliament has said. He says the ban is a humiliation and an insult to Russia. There are also a number of athletes, you know, who've been working for years to try to get ready for the games, which are only 65 days away in South Korea, and they're talking about the heartache of not being able to represent their country now. You know, for the genuine athlete, this really is a big blow. But it's a really important thing. They're trying to clean up sport, generally speaking, aren't they? Although, I'm not sure. The bloke in charge of Russian athletics during the doping period, Vitaly Mutko, is in charge of the World Cup next year. Is that reassuring?
There's an endless cycle of drug allegations in sport, Adam. The diabetes plan. This sounds interesting.
Yeah, there have been a number of trials and tests and independent stories, and if you go online, there's any number of apocryphal tales of how people can reverse type 2 diabetes, specifically type 2, not the other kind. And lo and behold, a very big trial that's been carried out across Glasgow and Newcastle in Scotland and England has found that absolutely weight loss can reverse type 2 diabetes. In particular, it needs to be high nutrient, because you can't just not eat. High nutrient, low calorie diets for around 3 to 4 months or so did the trick. 50% of patients reversed their diabetes, and in those who lost 15 kilos or more in weight, it was an 86% strike rate. It's not a cure. They're not saying it's a cure, because the weight, if the weight goes back on, then the pancreas shuts up shop again and so forth. But given the worldwide obesity epidemic, the idea of reversing type 2 is a really big thing for the people involved, and of course for health services everywhere.
Adam Gilchrist, thank you very much indeed. Fascinating.